Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue and his side band 6AM have a brand new song out called Maybe It's Time. It's on the soundtrack to a new movie called Snow Babies that is out this month. Both the movie and the song deal with the opioid crisis, something that Nikki Sixx is very familiar with himself. And Nikki joins us right now. Welcome to Denver a couple of weeks after you were supposed to be here.
No kidding, right? It'll happen. You know, we were planning on being out on the road. I was also working on a musical that would have been out right now. And the song Maybe It's Time, which we're going to talk about, was a song on the last 6AM album that we wrote about the subject that we're going to talk about. And what we had talked about was not releasing it as a single. Everybody was like, this song's a smash. We're like, let's wait and get a bunch of cool people to come in that reach different, you know, demographics, different genres of music, and let's get everybody involved in the song, and we'll remake it for the musical, and all the money from the song and from the musical will all go towards Global Recovery Initiative. And I can tell you a lot about that organization as well. And then the coronavirus hit. And so we were like, okay, you know, Motley Crue Stadium Tour on hold, musical on hold. But how do we get back in a time when we believe alcoholism, addiction is on the rise because people are stuck at home, they're having financial problems? Let's face it, we get to go to work and come home or go to college and go back to the dorm or go home or go to your apartment, and it goes on and on and on and on. Now we're all stuck together. And let's just face it, it's not easy, and a lot of families start fighting and people start using. So we're like, what can we do right now? And that's when the Snow Babies movie appeared, which deals with two teenagers in suburbia dealing with addiction. And we're like, great, let's plug into that. Better Noise Films is donating all the money from the movie to GRIF. I'm donating all my money. The musical, when it happens, we're donating our ticket sales to GRIF. And the idea behind the global recovery is basically, in a nutshell, we're bringing together public, private, and pop culture together. And what you do when you do that is you can raise funds. And what we want to do is support people in early recovery. And the reason we talk about early recovery is because the rates of success in early recovery are so low. And I'm here to tell you that I was sober the first time and I didn't make it. And then I got sober and I was 6 years sober and I fell off the wagon. And now I'm almost 20 years sober. So I've got like a quarter century of recovery under my belt. But I had some bumps along the way, and it happens. It happens. You don't need to be ashamed of that. If you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do with all these feelings and with this nagging idea of right now during COVID, I am so stressed out. I don't know how I'm going to keep my house. I don't know how I'm going to make my car payment. I don't know if I have a job at the end of this. Let me just grab a bottle of Seagram's, or let me just grab a handful of pain pills, or let me, you know, whatever it is. And we are trying to like shine a light on that, that there's a place to go. You know, when I first got sober, there was, you know, what's wrong with you, dude? Why don't you get it together? I mean, you're in a rock band, man. I mean, I get it, you party, but come on, like, get it together. You got an arena tour. And all that did was made me feel bad. it didn't make me go, okay, guys, let me get sober for you. I had to get sober for me, and it wasn't a lot of outlets to talk to. There was a man named Bob Timmons who I believe saved my life, and he helped with the Stones and with Aerosmith, and the list goes on and on, helping people get into recovery. And that's what we're trying to do here, is helping people understand and have a location to go to get all this information. You make your own decision at that point. I can be the worm on the hook to get people to talk to me. And what we're finding now is we're not alone. A lot of people are having this conversation, so we're trying to bring it, put a spotlight on it. You know, Live Nation stepped up, Ticketmaster, Pandora, SiriusXM, Intercom, the list goes on and on and on. People are using their email blasts, their platforms to talk about this issue.
Well, it's so important, and you're so passionate about it. Nikki Sixx has a brand new song with 6 a.m. and Artists for Recovery called Maybe It's Time on the Snow Babies soundtrack. We'll talk about who else is on the song with you in just a minute, but you mentioned about people suffering setbacks in recovery, and that's really seems to be more often than not. You rarely hear about somebody who goes to rehab once and is done with it.
It is something that is built into addiction, unfortunately. So if we can make those numbers shrink, less people fall off the wagon when they get sober, then we're doing a great thing. There's a problem with slipping is you have a lot of overdoses. You have a lot of these young kids you hear about, even these like rappers, their thing is Xanax. You got all these young kids, they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're like on their Instagram, they're like eating Xanax like candy, and then like their record company is like, you got a big career, you got to clean up, and you know their environment is not healthy in a lot of cases. And then they go back, and then you hear they died. I mean, how many times have we heard about a 20-year-old artist dying? And we got Tom Petty, we got Prince. These are guys that are dying too from different reasons. But it's the reuse. You know, Paul Butterfield, most people listening maybe don't know who Paul Butterfield is, but he was a huge influence in the blues world, and he got sober, and he went out and he used one time and he died. And we all wonder what some of these artists could have done if they would have survived.
Sure. Now, you said you didn't get clean for anybody else but yourself. So what was that moment? What was that motivation that finally convinced you to do it?
You know, there was a person in my life that walked me through the steps, which worked for me. And I had a good support system around me. And I don't want people to go through the extreme measures that I had to go through. But you're talking about a guy that didn't want to live in my 20s. I just wanted to destroy and then die. And like, I look back on it and I was like, of course I did. Like, look at my background with my family and my dad, my mom, and I'm not alone. There's a lot of people out there with that issue too. So talking about it is important. The Maybe It's Time song, you can watch the video, and there you can also listen to the song. I called up Corey from Slipknot, told him what the idea was. He goes, I'm in. Joe Elliott, I'm in. Brantley Gilbert. So think about it for a second. Corey from Slipknot reaches a different audience than Slash, who's on this track, me and Joe Elliott do. Brantley Gilbert reaches a different audience. Ivan Moody from Five Finger Death Punch, Tommy from Bad Wolves reach a different audience. And then Aaron came in from AWOL Nation. So you've got different radio stations, different audiences, different playlists. We're trying to reach as many people as possible, and everybody's donating all their money and all their time to GRIF.
Well, on a personal note, I have known Brantley for about 10 years. I've known him pre-sobriety and post-sobriety, and seeing him now with a wife and children and living in a beautiful home outside his hometown in Georgia and really getting his life together is very inspirational. And seeing more messages like that, you mentioned about your family background being a lot of why you wound up in an addiction, but also who your heroes were growing up, the musicians that you wanted to be, those were the images we're seeing. And now people like you, people like Brantley, you're starting to show a different side of things, show a different way that people can idolize their favorite heroes.
You know, I call the internet the Wild West of a-holes. and it's because, you know, people can just really, like, not get the big picture, right? There's two different views in life. You could be a helicopter and look down and survey everything and make good plans. You could be a tank. You're a tank, you can't see anything, you drive off a cliff. And a lot of people will say things like, man, when's Nikki Sixx going to stop talking about drugs? Hasn't he made enough money off of his addiction, I saw one day, or blah, blah, blah. The point is, and the answer to that is never. I mean, I'm in Motley Crue. I'm in 6 a.m. I'm working on a book right now. You know, I'm a father of a one-year-old. We'd moved from California to Wyoming to get out of the rat race and to open my mind up for more creativity and a better quality of life. And I'm never going to stop talking about this. As long as I think someone like you will get on the phone with me and talk about it, and we can drive people to websites, get people to listen to music, watch movies, go to musicals, donate money, or just participate in, pass the message on, I'm not going to. So, you know, if you're tired of hearing me talk about it, well, you know, I'm 60, so I got another, like, you know, 30, 40 years of this.
There's a lot more of this to go.
Out of my mouth. Yeah, there's a lot more of this to go, but there's a lot more heavy metal, and there's a lot more music, and there's a lot more good stuff, too. So if we're not giving back, we're taken, bro. That's all there is to it in life.
Amen.
If you're not
to that.
Giving back, you're taken. So you can give back by listening to the song. You can give back by going to the globalrecoveryinitiatives.org. You can give back by helping people that can't find their way out of a hole. You can support it by buying music, watching the movie. There's a lot of stuff. I just want to say one thing about Global Recovery Initiative, the mission. We talked about lowering reuse rates, but also reducing the stigma. So, like, me and you talking right now, somebody out there's got their hand wrapped around a bottle, and they're like, I got no one to talk to, and I'm a loser. And that's a stigma. You're not a loser. You're important, and you do have someone to talk to. You got me to talk to. You got music to listen to, and you have a website that you can go to and will be directed for a place that you can save your life and then give back after you save your life. I mean, I lost my life. My life was saved for me. I was spared, and I guess I'm spared for this reason, you know, one of many, but this reason alone.
Well, you're doing good work. The song is great. Maybe It's Time from 6 a.m. and Artists for Recovery. Again, globalrecoveryinitiatives.org is where you can go to get more information, listen to the song, make a donation, and we'll see you in August of 2021. Coors Field, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. Real quick, how are you keeping the momentum going, though? You guys were so ready to get out on the road. And then this pause, are you going to have to kind of regroup and get that momentum going again? Or are you just keeping it going, keeping in touch with each other?
We're keeping in touch with each other, and it is kind of a holding pattern. I mean, I don't personally see a vaccine in the near future, but I am not on the inside. I don't know exactly what's happening behind closed doors. I'm hopeful, but I don't want to go on the road, and neither do any of the artists that I know, not only on our stadium tour, but in other artists that I talk to, and put our fans in jeopardy.
Right.
And when you're playing to 40, 60, 80,000 people, what are you going to social distance that? I mean, it isn't going to work for anybody. And then, like, my fear is like, oh, we're all going to go to a concert and everybody's going to wear a mask and the band's going to wear a mask. So we're hoping for a vaccine. We're hoping to see the death rates go down. We're hoping to see to be able to get back to some normal version of life. But, you know, I got to say, if there's a blessing in this curse, it's that I think people are taking stock of their lives right now. And I think we're going to come out the other side and be a better world.
Excellent point. Everybody doing a little bit of reflection.
A lot of reflection, right?
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of reflection. I know some people that you would not say are exactly reflective that are reflecting. So it's even getting into the deep, dark cracks.
And we all need to do that. That's great. Nikki Sixx, great to talk to you, and we'll hopefully see you here next summer. Fingers crossed.
All right, man. Play the song for people. I appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.